You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome to the Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill. This time we're looking ahead to the action on Wednesday, the 25th of July. And it's all live on Racing Radio. Please join us there online or on the William Hill app. Here on the podcast, my name's John Gibby, joined by James Millman. Hello, James.
Good afternoon, John.
Now, James, we're going to get onto your selections for Wednesday's racing shortly. But firstly, there are a couple of news issues to talk about. And the first of these concerns the long, hot summer that we have been having. It seems like we're never happy in this country. You know, we spend the winter, the jump season, longing for a bit of sunshine, some warmth, some happiness. And then it comes along and suddenly, you know, the field sizes go right down, as they have done over the past couple of months. And people start complaining about it. And rightly so, to be fair, for the average field size on the flat to have gone down below 8 is not a great thing from a betting perspective, particularly on racing. And nowhere has this been more of an issue than at Bath, of course, with their lack of a watering system. This has been news in the Racing Post recently. Of course, your dad's yard having a lot of runners at Bath in general. I just wanted to get your take on the situation around the country, but especially at the South West venue.
Yeah, obviously it's a very, very difficult time for all concerned at the moment. Bath in particular is a struggle. Everyone knows they don't water there, so you know what you're going to get. But looking at a track, it's very, very bare. Obviously, there's been no grass growth for quite a long time, and it's very much on the hard side. They've not officially called it hard, but they used to in the old days call it hard, and I imagine it's very similar. I think Sylvester de Souza said he's never ridden on ground so fast, and that included his time in Brazil, so I think that says it all. But it still provides a service for people. You've had a few trainers complaining about overwatering some of the tracks, and the times are very not very consistent at the moment, and some tracks are overwatering more than others. As for Bath itself, you're not going to run a nice horse there, and I don't know if this does continue for another month whether Ark should perhaps consider switching it to Lingfield or Wolverhampton, just because the field sizes are going to get even smaller and we've got a match race tomorrow, and it's not really what you want to be seeing on flat racing. But it's no one's fault as such, because obviously you can't control the weather, and ultimately normally in normal years Bath's a kind of a haven for fast ground horses, because generally a fast ground horse struggles to get decent ground, because obviously there's a tendency to overwater, and infrequent rain showers or frequent rain showers turn ground soft pretty quickly. So for once it's a summer where proper fast ground horses have got plenty of opportunities. So it is frustrating, that's the way it is sometimes.
In terms of Bath's particular issues as well, obviously we know it's, I believe the race course is the highest above sea level in the UK, but also they don't have a watering system. I'd be interested if you know as to why that is. Bath, of course, I actually know quite well. I grew up going to Bath when I was a little kid, but when I was 8 years old running around, I wasn't really thinking about the ins and outs of the watering system at the time. So I wonder if you could shed any light on that.
Oh, because it is so high up, they can't actually get enough water pressure right to be able to have the bowsers in place to be able to water effectively, which is the issue. It just physically can't be done. Like I say, generally that's not an issue, because you can guarantee in midsummer it's going to be proper good to firm ground, and that's what some people want for their horses. So it's just circumstances. It's a dry summer since 1976, and unfortunately it's probably going to continue for another month or so. But if you've got some fast ground horses like Mark Johnson, who runs his horse in this quick ground, he's reaping the dividends. But unfortunately for a lot of yards, my dad included, we've got quite a few horses, we've tried them on the quick ground even though we knew it probably wasn't going to suit, and it hasn't suited, and you don't want to try it again because you're going to jar them up and kind of affect their confidence by running on ground that's too quick. So you're just going to have to wait, and field sizes are unfortunately going to get smaller and smaller and smaller until the rain comes. But again, that's out of everyone's control.
Feels like a long time ago when I remember Bath running their first meeting this year and it was an absolute bog, and now we've got the opposite problem.
Exactly, I was there. We had runners on a Good Friday meeting, and unfortunately we had some soft ground horses. Sir Roderick, Champagne Champ, their races on the round track got abandoned because it was too waterlogged, and now there's no opportunities for these horses because the ground's too fast. So it is the biggest irony, but that's British weather, and like I say, it's a very, very rare extreme year with this kind of weather. Next year we'll be whinging that the ground changes to soft overnight, all these non-runners, and it's the way it is. But at the moment, if you've got a fast ground horse, you're making hay where the sun shines.
Turn our attention to another bit of news. Breaking news, really, as we record this, James. It's only been announced in the past hour, 2 hours. Frankie Dettori's ban that he had for dangerous riding at Newmarket the other week reduced to, I believe, 6 days, wasn't it? He was, of course, in line to miss the King George and all of Goodwood. Now he's just missing, he's still going to miss the King George, but he's just going to miss some of Goodwood. But not really much better if you're Frankie, because he's still missing the first 2 days, which is when two of his biggest rides without Pirama Stradivarius were due to be.
Yeah, it's frustrating for Frankie. I felt watching it at the time, probably a 7 day ban would have been about appropriate. So they've gone from 10 to 6. So I think that's probbably about right. They were perhaps a little bit on the harsh side. They were inexperienced 2-year-olds in that contest, the Duchess of Cambridge Stakes, I think it was, at Newmarket. But it was quite a manoeuvre, and he was very lucky none of the horses came down, otherwise it would have been an even lengthier ban. So it happens. It's very unfortunate it's come at this busy time, and obviously missing those rides without Parole, who looked very, very good at Royal Ascot, and Stradivarius, who was so impressive in the Gold Cup. He's going to be disappointed, but the rules are the rules, and like I say, I think it's probably about right that 6 days, 6-7 days I would have given it. He didn't really deserve to get it reduced any less. So he's got the back end of Goodwood at least to look forward to. But ultimately the punishment fits the crime as such.
We'll move now to take a look at your selections for racing on Wednesday. James, we've got a number of meetings live on Racing Radio. And you've, as usual, picked out two potential bets for us throughout the afternoon's action. And the first, I believe that runs at Lingfield.
Yeah, we've gone for the opening contest, the 150 at Lingfield. And we've gone for the top weight, a Vixen, trained by Eve Johnson Houghton, who's obviously having an absolutely cracking season. Axel Angel, Agent, the highlight of her year. But she's done very well, a Vixen, who's been transferred to her care in the last 12 months, winning at Salisbury in October, and then pretty impressively at Kempton back on the 27th of June. Obviously freshened up since then, probably due to the fact that it's an all-weather horse, not many opportunities, well, once soft ground as such, so all-weather is the only option. But she's got a nice opportunity here, off top weight, remains in the class 6 level, actually drops into class 6 level, won a class 5, so that's a massive positive for me. That angle, got top weight of 9.7, and the race is 4-year-olds plus, so it's not opened up to 3-year-olds, which tend to be unexposed and progressive, so I think she's got an obvious opportunity here to follow up that Kempton success.
Vixen then for James in the 150 at Lingfield. That's a mixed card at Lingfield as well, that is to say on the all weather and on the turf, so that's that'll be interesting live of course on Racing Radio. And James, what about your other selection?
Yeah, we're heading to Sandown, popular evening meeting there tomorrow. There's only 5 runners in the race, but I'm sticking with the Eve Johnson Houghton stable, and Frank Bridge is the one for me. A horse who's generally pretty consistent when he's racing in the right grade, and his last 2 efforts have been pretty decent. Went second at Ripon, first time back in April, second to Windsor Beach of 88, and then got beaten nose by Gurkha Friend last time out. His form defeated in between was in very competitive handicaps that are pretty valuable, so down to a 5-runner race. I think there's a few question marks against his rivals. Race day for Sai Binsera does have useful 5-pound claimer Jason Watson riding, but he's been off for quite a while, and his 2 runs since coming back haven't been particularly strong. Insurgence is interesting, but the best form for that one has come on your weather, and slightly concerned the quicker ground may not see him in the best light. So I think the least question marks are for Frank Bridge. I think that can be another winner for Eve Johnson Houghton, and a double in a day perhaps.
Yeah, he's going for the Eve Johnson Houghton horses on Wednesday. I had to think about what day it was there for a second. James, he's gone for the double on the 7.25 at Sandown. She runs Frank Bridge, the second selection of James Millman. And please join us on Racing Radio, and join us tomorrow on the podcast when I'll be joined by another personality from the world of racing to take a look at Thursday's action. James, thanks for being with us today.
Thank you very much.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.